Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
I almost did the train whistle on Wednesday. It was kind of a Friday for a lot of people. But I knew that you and I'd be back here for Friday.
So it was wise to wait for
Friday. Just waited. Yes, indeed. We're going to start out with one of these here today.
Bob Almanac. Rewind.
So my friend and show contributor, the golfing farmer, wanted to set us straight on the overtime rules in the NFL. Because on Wednesday, we had the anniversary, 1980, first time and only time that a kickoff return. I don't think it's ever going to happen again because we just don't have any kickoff returns anymore.
Very seldom.
They're all just touchbacks, even though they try to change rules, change the way they do it, whatnot. Just not having the desired effect. But the Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions 1980, Thanksgiving Day game on a kickoff return in overtime, the overtime opening kickoff. I was right. You were kind of right. I was right. The overtime rules are a 10-minute overtime. Each team must possess the ball or have an opportunity to possess. The exception is if the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown on the opening possession. So that rule is the rule for overtime.
No.
You were reading was the overtime rules for the postseason.
Oh.
Postseason rules are different, where each team needs to get the ball. It's 15 minutes, and each team gets the ball regardless of whether it's a touchdown on the opening possession. So they changed.
That is weird that they have different.
They changed it. It might have been last year, the year before, or whatever. But they did change it for the postseason.
That makes sense.
What's really crazy about postseason, I don't think a game's ever gone this far, but if you go more than four overtimes, that'd be like a whole nother game.
Right.
Then they would have another coin toss, like they're starting another game. So they'd have a coin toss to start overtime. Then if they went four overtime, 15-minute periods, which I don't think that would ever happen. Somebody's going to kick the way guys kick field goals now,
right.
You're inside 60, and it's like an 80% chance of it going in.
No doubt.
So, but anyway. So there's your clarification.
That is good clarification.
Both were kind of right. And that's what the golfing farmer does. He is as
he
common sense.
He doesn't miss a lick.
Yes, exactly.
Well, he doesn't have nothing to do.
Well, his logic is tremendous. Well, there's no farming going on right now.
No.
There's no golfing. No golfing, no farming. What is he doing? I don't know.
He's fact-checking us.
Friday, and that job pays nothing.
Correct. Friday, except a hearty thank you.
Yes, and a hearty hi-ho silver.
Right.
Friday, November 29th, 334th day of the year, the first ever Army-Navy football game was played on this date. Navy dominated that game 24-0. The all-time series, Navy has the lead. It's been a pretty close series.
It has.
62-55-7, although Army has won 6 of the last 8.
And they'll be the favorite.
Yes, they're a good team. People are talking about them making the playoff.
I know it.
At the end of the year. I don't know. That was maybe a week or two ago. I don't know if that's changed. But they're playing at Landover, Maryland. That's the Redskins. The Commanders Stadium.
Is that tomorrow? Or
December
is that
14th.
Oh, 2 weeks.
December 14th.
Oh, that's way out there. Usually
the
it's the first Saturday.
They've changed it. Yeah. Probably because of the late Thanksgiving.
That could be.
Do you recognize this sound at all?
I thought there was something wrong with my headphones.
Well, that is a given. That's Palm Neal.
Yes.
That's Atari basically launched the home video game craze, the home video game industry. Nolan Bushnell, co-founder of Atari, releases Pong. I wonder if he had anything to do with that E.T. game that Atari did and was a total bomb and ends up... It's in some landfill somewhere that they tried to dig them up, and I think somebody did. But it was the first commercially successful video game. And this was actually not the home version. This was actually the cabinet version.
Okay.
That would be in an arcade or a bowling alley or something.
Right.
And it was Pong. It was games on TV. And again, the toys that built America.
Revolutionary.
There's a really good episode of that about the beginning of video games. And this was right at the very beginning of the state. And in 1972, 1976, keep all firearms away from Jerry Lee Lewis.
Bullet fragments went through him and right out his back. But what was bad is Jerry just put in a new white carpet. He didn't like it because he was bleeding on the carpet. So they drug Butch outside and put him on the sidewalk.
They were able to get him in a helicopter and get him to the hospital and save him. What a blessing that was. But you know, Jerry fired him. And I said, well, should we fire him? I mean, I know it was an accident, but you did shoot him. And he said, well, I've got a tour coming up and I have to have a bass player and he can't play.
He shot his bass player on this day, Jerry Lee Lewis. Let me guess, alcohol was involved.
It was hard liquor and handgun night at the Lewis's.
Norman Butch Owens, his bass player, was shot in the chest. I think Butch came to ask for his money because he hadn't been paid. It was claimed that Jerry Lee Lewis shot him unintentionally,
right,
trying to hit a soda bottle. Jerry Lee was charged with shooting a firearm within the city limits. Butch Owens did survive, despite the gunshot wound. The carpet was then replaced. And, you know, after a while, they kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Those comments that you heard there, actual people that were in the room. Jeez. And were there that day, 1976. Jerry Lee Lewis, what a life he lived.
No doubt. Huh?
How about 1981 in the news?
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our metropolitan area and the whole world mourns the death of 43-year-old movie actress Natalie Wood. Miss Wood won the hearts and minds of fans of the silver screen everywhere.
Very shocked. I really feel very bad about it.
They were on a boat, Catalina Island. You had your Robert Wagner there. You had Christopher Walken was there. Apparently, she was in a heated argument with both Robert Wagner and also Christopher Walken. I think Christopher Walken wanted to be on an episode of Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
And Robert Wagner said, sure. Natalie Wood said, but no way. He can't be on Heart to Heart. You just don't fit the program. Mm. And then she stormed off. And now the report is that she fell into the water and that there was no funny business going on. And that was the report right after the police investigation. But then they reopened the whole thing.
And it's been new evidence has just surfaced recently.
How recently?
Like in the last few days.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And pointing the finger directly at her husband, Robert Wagner. Mm-hmm. You know, Christopher Walken and Natalie Wood were doing a movie at the time.
What movie was that?
I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
And, you know, he accused her of being in not just movies, but real life scenarios with Christopher Walken, and it got heated.
Well,
and
so he needs more than just a cowbell prescription. He needs a prescription for Natalie Wood. Yep. So that was his state, 1981. How about 86? We lost another star.
He was the essence of a movie star, a man whose personality outstripped any of his roles. Cary Grant played Cary Grant, but for most movie fans, that was enough. Last night, the 82-year-old Grant was in Davenport, Iowa, preparing a lecture when he complained that he didn't feel well. Within hours, he died of a massive stroke, his wife Barbara by his side.
So 1986, Cary Grant, North by Northwest, Philadelphia Story, just to name a couple.
Yeah, and a lot of them.
He was 82, Cary Grant. Also 2001, we lost, to remember, George Harrison, the youngest of the Beatles.
Boy, he died young, too.
He was only 58.
Sad.
Lung cancer. He should have been smoking that stuff that the Maharishi was giving him.
Right. It was unfiltered.
Yes, unfiltered. So, 2001. Great song. You know, he was right there. Obviously, it's Lennon and McCartney. But George's songwriting, his guitar playing was solid. And, you know, he could sing a tune, too,
yeah,
just like
that
he did that
huge
one, My Sweet Lord.
A lot of times we're not playing on the...
Let's see, what's next? Yeah. 2004.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unveil a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Godzilla.
Yeah. Godzilla got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this day, 2004. Here he
Please
comes.
Please welcome our honored guest, Godzilla!
And he was there. A smaller version. Somehow they shrunk him down to regular man size, because if the real Godzilla would have been there, I mean, see you later.
Yeah, the guy who was introducing
the,
would have
the
been
Wax
eaten.
Museum. Yeah. Grauman's Wax Museum there.
Yeah.
That had been gone.
Yeah.
See you later.
Burned
so,
or eaten.
It's Godzilla. Godzilla never ate buildings, Neil, that I remember.
No, he burned them.
He just burned them.
Or crushed them.
Crushed them with the... or he had several ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He could burn them with his whatever breath that was. I think he was nuclear charged, but highly and it's heated to a temperature of the sun, Neil.
Right.
That's why it was so devastating.
Or he could use his tail.
His tail was devastating as well. That thing sweeped the tail. So 2004, 2017.
This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment.
So, yeah, Matt Lauer fired.
And announced sexual, publicly on the air.
Sexual misconduct. You knew something was going on with him when he shaved his head. He was having some kind of issues, right?
Yeah, evidently.
And there you go. So he was gone, you know, you act poorly at work, you get fired from work.
It can happen.
Yes, even at NBC and poor Hoda there, she was having a hard time dealing with it, but then a couple of bottles of wine later, she was okay. 2019.
Medicinal.
Jerusalem Christians are celebrating the return to the Holy Land of a tiny wooden relic they believe was part of Jesus' manger nearly 1,400 years after it was sent to Rome as a gift to the Pope.
Yeah, how about that? That little piece of wood that's believed to be from Jesus' manger.
That's crazy.
They had been using it in Rome as a charcuterie board, and they realized, wait a minute, this is from the manger. What are we doing here? You know, that brings up a question about charcuterie. That's a term you didn't hear 10, 15 years ago.
No, that's
nobody
new.
Ever used it, so I don't know where it came from. It's is it French? I'm assuming it's French. And somehow, again, the French... working their way into our lives when we really don't need it. It didn't really. It gave it a name. We know it was. It was just a meat tray.
Yep.
Meat, cheese, and crackers. Yeah. We didn't need a fancy name for it.
Nope.
The Pope. The Pope was the one who had this wood fragment, and he returned it to Bethlehem. And it's very small. It's not much bigger than a toothpick.
Oh, no.
This little shard, to be honest. But.
Well, carbon dating.
Carbon dating.
Yep. Figured out.
Let's get to birthdays now.
You don't like me very much, do you? Not very much, no. Honey, that's okay. I've been dumped on by kings in my time.
I don't doubt it. Look, Flo, I really
she
don't...
She was the original Flo, Diane Ladd, then with Ellen Bernstein. Is it Bernstein? Bernstein?
One of the
she
three.
She was Alice in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and Diane Ladd, which was really cool... because she would go on to play Flo's replacement, one of Flo's replacements, on the actual TV show.
Oh,
so she would eventually be on the TV show after being in the movie.
Wow.
Reunited with Mel Sharples, with Vic Tayback.
Seems so right.
And Diane Ladd, 89. How about some soothing flugelhorn this morning? Flugelhorn is the second hardest playing instrument of the horns. Of course, the number one hardest playing horn is...
the French horn.
Yes, exactly.
Is that Chuck?
Chuck Mangione. You can go Mangione if you want, if you really want to French it up.
Yeah. Enough French already.
He went to number one on the charts playing the flugelhorn.
Is that instrumental?
That is pretty...
that's great.
That's pretty. I mean, but then at the same time, to put it all into perspective, Disco Duck went number one, too. So what does it really matter?
Right.
84 today for Chuck Mangione.
It's a beautiful morning.
One of the lead singers. He's also the keyboardist for The Rascals. They were the Young Rascals, then The Rascals. But they were never the Little Rascals.
No, that was already taken.
Speaking of French, we're going to do it again. Felix Cavalieri. 82 today.
Susie Chappie has changed her name.
Call me Susie Chapstick.
Hey, Susie Chapstick.
This is real Chapstick weather. So Chapstick is the only name for me.
Susie Chapstick is 78 today. That woman sold a lot of Chapstick.
Oh, my gosh.
People wanted Susie Chapstick
everybody had
to be there and hand them the Chapstick. You know, the non-flavored kind was my favorite. The one in the black tube. Mm-hmm. Who
it
needs
looks
flavor?
Like Vaseline.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's like that Carmex stuff, which right. was good. But yep. There you go. If Chapstick is still on the market today, thanks to this lady, Susie Chaffee.
I'm licking my lips now, just kind of seeing if I need some.
Who was actually an Olympic skier.
Yes.
She actually
very
was
talented.
A skier Olympic and everything, 78.
Do that. We can settle it two ways, Andy Kaufman. We can settle it in court, which your case is a joke. You know, Lance, I barely pushed the guy. That's a joke. Or what I would propose and what I think everybody would love to see is Andy Kaufman come and get in the ring with a real wrestler and let him see what it's like to really wrestle.
And he did. And he got pummeled and then he got slapped on Letterman.
Right.
Which was good. There's Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler, who suffered a heart attack on air once doing a WWE show.
Wow.
On air, he was doing the commenting. He wasn't wrestling anymore, but he is the king. Jerry Lawler, he wrestled some in the AWA in Vern Gagne's territory, 75 today for the king. He was out of Memphis,
okay.
Mid-South Wrestling.
So the question now becomes, will the winning streak continue? Will a lucky person win $1 million right here in our studio? Well, I'm ready. Our players are ready, and I know 26 gorgeous women who are also ready.
So they ask, they go to Howie Mandel. Howie, we want you to host this little game show thing. And he said, I'll only do it if you have 26 gorgeous women helping me. I mean, Bob Barker only had three.
Right.
He had to go with 26. Howie.
Yeah.
How demanding is that?
And he's no Bob Barker.
And I'm wondering about that. Matt Lauer was back there going, how does this guy do that? And I, So anyway, that's Howie Mandel. Got his start, stand up. He did the whole thing where you put the surgical glove over your head and over your nose and you blow it up.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that trick?
Oh, so clever.
It was very clever and funny. Yeah. I didn't like his stand up. He was a little goofy for me.
Didn't care
but
for
I liked
it.
Him on St. Elsewhere. He was a serious actor too. Yeah. He was kind of the fluky guy there on St. Elsewhere. 69 for
Howie.
What
was that name of that TV show, the game show with the 26 beautiful women again?
Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, he's a judge on America's Got Talent.
Right.
As he shot blocked out in front, the rebound goes in! Neil Trotman.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
From the University of Minnesota, tying the game with 129. As you look at her.
That's from the 1980 Olympics. Neil Broughton, Rozo, Gophers, Olympics, North Stars, Dallas Stars. He was with the Dallas Stars when they won the cup, wasn't he still on the team then? Did he get the cup?
I thought so.
Oh, he got a cup, I know, with New Jersey. I think by then he had left and he was then in New
Maybe
Jersey.
New Jersey.
But the great Neil Broughton.
Yeah, I got to know all the Broughtons
Broughton
up there
brothers.
From my days in KRWB, Rozo.
He's 65 today.
Jonathan Switcher.
Punk sex.
Loves to talk to his work.
You know, you're the first thing I've created that made me feel like an artist.
Don't you like your new scarf?
He never expected.
Not especially.
To hear it talk back.
I really think I'm going crazy.
What's her name from Sex and the City?
Sarah Jessica Parker. No.
No, the other one. The taller one. Yeah. She's in this movie.
Oh,
it's Mannequin.
Yeah. Okay.
And Andrew McCarthy, where he makes a mannequin and the mannequin comes alive.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Andrew McCarthy, he was also Weekend at Bernie's. Him and the other guy were the guy keeping Bernie alive when he was dead. So he's 60, 62.
So I take the tank, fly it right up to the general's palace, drop it at his feet. I'm like, boom, you looking for this? Boom. Are you looking? Why do I even talk to you guys? Everywhere else, that story kills.
That's the whole story?
Yes. War Machine story.
Oh, this is very good then.
Thor not impressed with War Machine.
He didn't quite follow,
the,
I don't think.
The Iron Patriot. That's Don Cheadle.
He was
took
great.
Over the role of Rhodey. He's been in other things. He's 60.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block
fans. Yeah.
Rejoice, Jonathan Knight.
Was he kind of like the heartthrob guy? Or there was,
they all were heartthrobs.
Were they all heart?
Please.
Okay. I heard there was three out of the five were heartthrobs.
I don't know. I think you talked to any girl at that time.
I would have.
I mean, there were probably ones that were a little higher on the ranking scale. But,
right.
You know.
I don't know them.
Jonathan Knight, 56.
I hear Angela's party will have double fudge brownies.
It will also have Angela. So double fudge, Angela. Double fudge, Angela.
He was the balding, heavy-set accountant from The Office, Brian Baumgartner. He can't choose between his crush on Angela or double fudge brownies. You really can't blame him.
I can see where that would be difficult.
He's 52.
So, when were you going to tell me you quit drinking?
Well, I was afraid if I call you, I'd just start again.
Not that you care, but I have 2 years clean and sober myself.
You're right. I don't care.
Well, regardless, it has really changed my life. I have a steady job. I exercise. I'm in a book club. I have become the kind of woman I've always hated.
It is nice to see you wearing underwear. And not on your head.
She was the daughter on Mom.
Mom.
Bonnie is the mom, and it's Christy, I think it is. The young blonde, Anna Faris, is 48. And our rapper of the day is Game. The Game.
Just The Game.
The Game is 40
the
today.
The first name, Game, last name.
Sure.
45, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten. We got quite a list. We're going to burn through some of the non-audio ones. A couple of writers, Louisa May Alcott, who wrote Little Women, who many people had to read. I never was able to work my way through it.
Well, you weren't a little woman.
I wasn't. 1832. And sci-fi writer Clive something Lewis, C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia, you may know. They made that into a movie, too, 1898. Merle Travis is a Hall of Fame country singer.
And what do you
and
get?
Songwriter.
You get another day older and
he wrote this.
He did.
St. Peter, don't you call me cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
He had some hits in the 1940s, Jim. Several top tens and a couple of number ones. Both of his number ones went to number one and stayed there for 14 weeks. And you gotta like Divorce Me, COD. And of course, So Round, So Firm, So Fully Packed. You know, you get songs like that, you know.
He's talking about a grain bag, isn't
you're
he? About
the road
a, he's talking. He's talking about a burlap bag full of grain.
I
right?
think so. So
that,
round,
that song,
so firm,
so firm, so, so fully, firmly packed,
so fully packed. ABC newscaster Frank Reynolds, born on this day, 1923.
Not a big fan of Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix experience is over. The acid rock musician died today in a London hospital, apparently from an overdose of drugs. During his short career, Hendrix flailed his electric guitar into some of the most unusual sounds.
He was almost disgusted in talking about electric guitar there.
Yeah, he wasn't sad to see the Jimi experience.
No, it didn't sound like
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, sad there. That is Frank Reynolds, 1923. One of the best sportscasters of our time. You know, you and I enjoyed his work. Vin Scully was born on this day, 1927.
Montana, looking, looking. Throwing in the end zone. Dwight Clark.
The catch. That was a pretty good grab in the
it's
back of the end zone.
It's a madhouse at Candlestick.
Yeah, you think of Vince Scully baseball, but he called other sports.
He did. He could do it all. And he did the sports trivia program for a while. Vince Scully. Yeah, he worked for 67 years as the voice of the Dodgers. Jacques Chirac, one of your favorite. We had a lot of France and French things today, 1932. And our guy just looked in his book. Musicologist Joel Whitburn, born on this day, 1939. We affectionately call it our country music Bible. And it's always here in the studio. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Denny Doherty from the Mamas and the Papas.
The soaring tenor.
Yes. Was he the one Mama Cass loved and did not reciprocate?
Yes.
Pretty much. Denny Doherty there, 1940. Very funny man. We liked him. Gary Shandling, 1949.
I ate dinner last night at a friend of mine's house, and he has, what do you call those things? Baby. He has a baby. And, I'm a single guy. I don't know how to relate to this too well, you know. And the baby's crawling around on the carpet, and this baby loads up his diaper, you know. And I'm sitting there, you know, and the mother comes over and says, isn't that adorable? Brandon made a gift for Daddy. Now, I'm figuring this guy's got to be real easy to shop for on Father's Day.
That is a great bit. Gary Shandling, very funny. He did some acting, too. He was in the some of the Marvel movies, Iron Man movies, 1949. Tom Sizemore, he'd been in a lot of movies as well, 1961. And speaking of the Marvel Universe, he played the Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever!
Aren't you going to Wakanda?
Yeah,
I've got a round trip.
Yep, that's one of my trips
right now
to get out of Minnesota winter.
Fly out of Holman and Wakanda. It goes direct flight to Wakanda.
Yeah, right, Chadwick Boseman. We lost him sadly early. Cancer, I believe.
Colon
cancer. Yeah, 1976. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
That was a good list, but it was incomplete.
Oh.
Country music's Jody Miller.
Ooh, yeah.
Answer song, which was big in the old country music in the olden days.
Pretty soon there'll be
no relation to Roger, even though. So Jody Miller, Queen of the House, 1941. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Dolly Parton, why'd you come in here looking like this? Dina Carter, How Do I Get There? Or Vince Gill with his high lonesome sound?
We'll go Vince.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albany. KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob F.